Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is your host, Jesse Steele. I am very excited today because one of my very favorite restaurants just became a sponsor of Eastern Sierra Now. That's right, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. Oh man, I'm excited. Have you guys even been out there and tried their food? I know you have because it's one of the best by far. I get the same thing every single time. It's actually pretty funny. We get waiter. It doesn't matter who the waiter or waitress is. They're like, same thing. I'm like, same thing. That's a crunchy beef taco and chicken enchilada, in case you were wondering. They are the best by far, and they're so cool. I was just talking with Manuel today about it, and it made me remember that my dad, years ago, had most of his insides removed. We'll just leave it at that and keep it kosher. And was in the hospital for over a year. And we came home, and the first thing he wanted to do when he was allowed to eat was go to Astorga's. So I was like, okay, I didn't expect that. I figured you'd say vanilla pudding. So we went, and he could barely sit there. He could barely eat, and he got through what he wanted. And the whole time, every member of the Astorga's family was there talking to us, making sure my dad was okay. They didn't even know him. They just went out of their way to make sure that he was okay and talk to him. And we became friends from there. So now that's me and my dad's place. Whenever we go to Bishop, we go to Astorga's and get lunch. And every time they come and ask him how he's feeling, what's going on, what's the latest updates on his medical stuff and life and everything. And they're just amazing people, an amazing restaurant. And I could not say more about them. So I'm so excited to have them as a sponsor on the show because now you get to hear me talk about them all the time. You want to know something cool? Most people, I don't know if you knew this, but it was super great for, It was super great for quarantine. You can order cocktails to go. You can go on their website, which is AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com, and look up all the different drinks that they serve. Order it to go. It'll be ready to go when you pick up. You show up, you pick it up, and you head on your way. That is awesome. You can also order your food online, so it's ready to go when you get there. Another thing they share with my other favorite place, Copper Top. That is awesome for those of us that are kind of introvert. I know you don't believe that I'm an introvert, but I truly am. People that are introverted and don't want to go stand in line and talk to people and be involved in a bunch of nonsense talking about this and that, you can just order it right there, pay for it, go pick it up, and bolt, and then go home to the safety of your Netflix. Netflix isn't a sponsor, by the way. So anyway, let's get on to the news. I just wanted to give that happy moment that thank you, Astorga's, for jumping on with us and believing in us, and we will keep sending people your direction because you deserve it. You are a fantastic establishment. Thank you very much. So what's up in the news? We got a couple of things I'd probably want to say. Well, let's start with this one. I think you'd have to say this is probably the most important of them. Again, remember that Bishop City Hall is closed due to quarantine. I don't know if you didn't hear that yesterday. That is important, and they will be down through January 10th. So let's not get back into this, okay? Can everybody just mask up and get the hot person vax like I did? That's the Pfizer. And let's just get over this. This is done. Okay, we're all done. Let's just quit. So anyway, along those same lines, Mono County Public Health urges pre-registration for COVID-19 testing. Following a rapid rise in COVID-19 infection, coupled with an influx of visitors and tourists, Mono County Public Health and Mammoth Hospital's outpatient clinics and emergency room services are experiencing a surge in COVID-related healthcare needs and a lack of resources to accommodate that demand. The demand for COVID-19 testing is at an all-time high, both locally and throughout the United States, all while the resources and staffing needed to support testing clinics are diminished. So during this time, Mono County Public Health is urging residents and visitors to pre-register for COVID-19 testing clinics in an effort to avoid long lines, often in inclement weather conditions. At this stage of the pandemic, if you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, you can almost assume you have the Omicron variant infection, stated Jennifer Burrows, RN, MSN, PHN, LMNOP. I'm just kidding about that last one. And Mono County Deputy Director of COVID Operations. So for those experiencing mild to moderate symptoms, testing is not necessary as we seek to serve those most vulnerable. Instead, we ask that you immediately isolate and adhere to the current guidance to mitigate further spread. I would have to say I completely agree with Jennifer Burrows on that. So for those who need to test, both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health provide COVID-19 testing clinics in Mono County, pending weather-related issues. OptumServe offers testing most Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Mammoth Lakes. Mono County Public Health offers testing in other locations throughout the county at various times throughout the week. While both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health accept walk-ins at their COVID-19 testing clinics, pre-registration is strongly encouraged, as walk-ins will only be accommodated pending resource availability. Mono County Public Health will be adding pop-up testing clinics as resources become available. In addition to the overwhelming demand for testing, the dramatic increase in positive COVID-19 cases is also impacting the public health department's ability to provide adequate contact tracing services. It is important that the symptomatic individuals adhere to the following guidance to help mitigate further spread. Number one, isolate for a minimum of 5 days, beginning the date you first experienced COVID-19 symptoms. Avoid all contact with others, including members of your family. Number two, notify all individuals that you have been in close contact with over the prior 7-day period. Isolate if they are symptomatic. Number three, once your symptoms have resolved and following your 5-day isolation period, you may return to normal activity. Number four, if you experience severe symptoms such as shortness of breath, or if your symptoms do not improve, see your medical provider or report to the emergency room immediately. The public health department will continue to provide contact tracing services as quickly as possible, but residents are encouraged to follow the previously outlined guidance until they are contacted. The COVID-19 testing schedule for January can be accessed at coronavirus.monocounty.ca.gov/pages/health, or go to Eastern Sierra Now, of course, because the link is there. It's going to be a big one, getting through the holidays. I called it. There's going to be a lot right now, so everybody just stay healthy, stay out of each other's hair, wear your masks. If you're not feeling good, do something about it, and let's move on. So next is a little story, but very cool. Roses are red, violets are blue. Here's a little story I'd like to read for you. I'll stop. Excited to start the new year with Inyo County's 12th annual Poetry Out Loud competition? Participating high school students of Inyo County will be recorded performing 2 eligible poems and scored by local judges. The county champion will then go on to compete in the state competition for a chance to receive cash prizes for themselves and their school. The virtual national finals will take place at the end of spring 2022, where $50,000, that's right, in awards and school stipends will be distributed, with $20,000 going to the national champion. Better rethink my poem at the beginning of this. Maybe I can tune that up a little. Oh no, I'm not in school anymore. Dang it. That would have been nice. Any interested teachers or students that want to participate in Poetry Out Loud 2022, please see schoolarts@inyo.org. And again, did I say it? The competition is February 11th, and it is virtual on inyo.org/poetryoutloud. Those links are at Eastern Sierra Now. All right, this one makes me really happy because this is a dear friend of mine. It's nice to get to read about a friend of mine and not have them died. It's been the last 2 weeks for me. I've been dreading doing the news every day because I have to see another person that died that I care about. So it's really nice to see somebody flourishing and doing amazing and people recognizing her for her efforts. Mono County Board of Supervisors recognizes Juliana Alinka Jones as 2021 Community Spirit Award winner. On Tuesday, the Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a proclamation recognizing Juliana Alinka Jones with the 2nd annual Mono County Community Spirit Award. As outgoing chair, Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz from District 1 selected Ms. Alinka Jones for her work with the Mono County Grand Jury and the Fire Safe Councils of the Eastern Sierra. It's an honor for me to be able to recognize Juliana for her amazing work. She is truly a tireless and generous member of our Mono County community, stated Supervisor Kreitz. Whether serving in an official capacity or utilizing her natural gifts and talents, Juliana exemplifies exceptional community spirit. Miss Alinka Jones was recognized for her contributions across multiple sectors of the community, including serving on the Mono County Civil Grand Jury as a precinct officer for Mono County elections, as a volunteer member of the Mammoth Lakes Fire Safe Council, and as a volunteer on the Mammoth Lakes Community Emergency Response Team, CERT. In addition to these official roles, Miss Alinka Jones also utilizes her creative talent to enhance the quality of life in the Eastern Sierra through the art of quality theater. I am honored and humbled by this award. My contributions are most often as a member of a team. That is how this wonderful Mono County community stays strong, stated Alinka Jones, by each of us stepping forward in our own way to make our home a better place. Couldn't have been more humbly said, and that's definitely her. She is an amazing human being, and she doesn't need to tell you about it. She just wants all of us to grow and shine, and I know her through theater, of course, and she has made me 100 times... of the actor that I was when I met her. She is an amazing human being, and this is very deserving, and my congratulations and heartwarming affections go out to my good friend, Juliana. The Community Spirit Award was launched in 2021 by Supervisor Stacy Corliss following her tenure as chair. The award celebrates local event individuals who took initiative to do something beneficial for their community in the most difficult times. And you can access the proclamation at EasternSierraNow.com. And again, congratulations, Juliana. Very well deserved. All right, that's going to do it for us today. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and we will check with you tomorrow. I am your host, Jesse Steele, and you are not. Neener, neener, neener.